So, your tour started a few weeks ago. What are the impressions of the tour so far?
It's been really, really cool. Like big venues, such as, you know, this one. Amazing crowds. And the reason we did this tour was to kind of introduce ourselves to another fan base that we haven't really seen yet. So, and in that respect, it's been amazing. Every night, there's a lot of people come up and go, like, holy shit, where have you guys been all my life? That kind of thing. So it's been really, really cool. And it's a great way to kick off the touring cycle of this album. You know.
And how do you guys got into this tour with bigger bands?
Well, we decided we wanted to do something as the album came out. And Kills, which wanted us on the tour, so they asked us, and we're like, yeah, cool. Why not?
And talking now about the new album, We're the Void, how do you guys feel about the response, which has been, well, from what we read, both ways?
Yeah, it's been like, I've read some of the best reviews I've ever read for any of our albums, and some of the more kind of, don't get it, you know? So it's kind of cool. I kind of like the fact that it's polarized people, and we couldn't be happier with it. I feel it's absolutely the strongest I've ever read. It's really cool. It's really interesting to me.
And
differ so much.
And what were you guys going for when you started recording? Since Fiction was 3 years ago,
yeah.
Now, what were your impressions that to come up with a new album?
It was tough in the beginning. Like, we didn't really have a direction. We didn't really know what we wanted. You know. So it took a lot of, like, a long time before we actually, you know, properly got started, you know. But once we did, we figured, you know, this has to be a very important album. You know, this kind of marks the start of the next 20 years of the band, you know. Obviously, you know, we toured a lot in Fiction, so that affected us somewhat, I think. And we just became a much more serious album, I think. Like, we went into it, like, knowing that this has to be something special. We got to prove that there's a reason why we're still around, you know, after all these years. And I think we did.
And what do you think about people saying that the vocals have progressed the harsh vocals, through the years? What do you have to say about that?
Oh, they have. You know, I keep improving, I think, at least to me. You know, I just try to be better and better. I've changed my technique somewhat, so it's kind of different, but I'm very, very proud of it.
And what about the addition of the clean vocals since Fiction? They came back after almost 10 years.
Yeah.
What did you guys decide to bring them back?
It just felt right, you know. We just had songs that I felt needed it, you know, something different. You know, I don't want to do it just because of, you know, it being trendy and whatever, you know, something that easier to get into for to not into them or whatever. I want to do it if it really fits, if it really works, if it really kind of suits the song.
So, and what do you have to say about the band that in the last few albums has been more aggressive, like in the drumming, than before? Why do you think that?
I don't know, like, it just feels right, you know. We don't really plan ahead, we don't really, you know, make huge plans for what's to come in the band, so we basically just go ahead, like, start writing and just get a feel for it. I think Anderson, he just, you know, he loves the more intense drumming, and he's getting tighter and faster and better, so, yeah. And it's just something that feels right. And perhaps it comes from all the touring we've done in the last couple of years, but it could be it too.
And from the experimentation that you guys usually use in every album, because every album has something different that makes it apart, for this album, and like we talked about the lukewarm reviews, they just said, oh, it's just the same, that's it.
Yeah.
Why do you guys decide to not experiment as much?
Well, I think we did, actually, and it's recorded in the same studio, it's the same mixer guy, you know, whatever. So, I mean, that's better. It has similarities. I think some of the songs are just, you know, progressions from Fiction, but there's also a ton of songs that are very, very different, I think, and that, that really kind of stand out from anything that we've done before. So. But it's funny. I mean, I started reading like some of the reviews and response on them on forums and stuff like that. No worries. Yeah. And some were like, oh, this is the most diverse album progressively yet, and I cannot understand how different it is. And then the next guy's like, oh, it's more of the same. So hey, who's
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's the beauty's in the eye of the beholder, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
And I mean, over the span of your career, almost 20 years, why do you think you haven't changed so drastically, like the bands that started around your time, like In Flames, for example?
I think we're pretty comfortable with what we started, you know. And it's about kind of refining the sound or taking it to kind of refining songwriting, finding you know, the sound of the way we write music, the way we construct songs. And I'm really proud of the fact that we never never listened to anyone else, pretty much, like never listened to the record company or, you know, what popular belief would be or like popular opinion. It's the six of us, you know, that's it, you know, we come up with the music, we write it, we produce it, we record it. And that's it. And we never really strive to kind of reach out to everybody. We figured, you know, we have something really special here, you know, our music.
Really unique sound.
It. And it's up to others to kind of adapt to us instead of us adapting to them, you know.
And
this is our thing, you know, and if people get it, fine. If they don't, cool, you know.
And what do you think about bands that adapt that much? I mean, one thing is adapting it, and another thing is just completely changing, you know?
It's cool, you know? It's up to every individual band, you know? And I don't mind, you know? Some of my favorite bands have changed so much over the years, and it's kind of weird, but it's actually cool. I mean, it's artistic freedom, in a way.
Yeah.
You know, as long as you keep it, you know, real and honest, you know, then I don't mind it at all. It's just not really our thing. I mean, we experimented a lot in the late 90s with Projector, for instance, and Haven. We were very, very different now from what we do, and that taught us a lot, you know. But right now, we're in a place where this is what we'd like to do.
So, in all these tours that you made with different bands and everything, what, I mean, from the previous stages in the band, what do you think has changed since then?
Everything, you know. Especially when it comes to touring, I mean, we constantly improve our kind of working environment or our living environment, you know, because this tour is, you know, for instance, 7 weeks, so we got to make sure you're comfortable. You know, we've done the RV tours, we've done the shitty broken-down buses in Europe tours, we've done everything, so now we know what we want, you know, pretty much. And you know, we know how to pick areas and, you know, places where we want to tour, and we're pretty much, you know, in charge of it ourselves, you know, together with a booking agent, so we can plan the routing, you know, and all the places that we want to go to. So it's much more up to us, which I really like, you know. Years and years ago, we had a management that just, you know, took care of everything, and all of a sudden, they just go like, hey, tour next week, you know, go to the airport, you know. And now we can decide everything ourselves, so that's awesome. Really, really cool.
And what do you think about that? I mean, what do you like about touring the U.S. compared to Europe?
I love how diverse it is here, you know, where you can go from a blizzard one day to Orlando the next, you know, this tour, for instance. Or we play, you know, Vegas one day and then, like yesterday, Salt Lake City with nothing around, just a venue and nothing. It was so weird. But I like, you know, I like that. It's so always different, you know. And the audience is really cool, always really kind of open-minded and awesome. So, and plus we get to eat a lot of really cool food. Greasy, unhealthy food.
And what about the conveniences that the U.S. has compared to Europe? For example, I talked to Tony from Sonata Arctic, and he says that he loves that there's 24 hours stores open here. But what do you guys like about it?
I mean, that is awesome. I love that. Not that we need it too much, but I love just, you know, fucking Walmart superstores. I love it. You know, we're just walking around like, holy shit, everything is here. You know, the size of things. You know,
yeah.
Size of huge malls. We went to the Mall of America a couple weeks ago. That was amazing. I mean, so I love that aspect of it. Everything is huge and crazy. I don't care much for the beer and alcohol laws though, because it just doesn't make sense. It's so weird because it's different in every day. So one day you can, you know, walk around with a beer in your hand, and the next day you can't even buy anything.
So what about, I mean, going back to the album, what was the main inspiration behind it? I mean, lyrically and concept wise.
Lyrically, I decided to kind of deal with the big issues, life and death, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't really done that before, you know. We decided early on, even before we wrote our first song, that we should be a death metal band, but we should write about death, because that's the ultimate cliche. It's everybody
exactly.
else is doing it. So let's do something else, you know. But I figured after 20 years, it's time, you know. So, my starting point was how we deal with it in Scandinavia. On a personal level and also on a poetic level. So I started
mm-hmm.
reading tons of poetry by just, you know, any kind of poet from Finland or Norway, Sweden. Just to get the feel of that, like, how do we deal with it? Because it's not, you know, we're not Christian, or, you know, it's not about faith. It's just about how you deal with it. How do you make sense of the fact that you're only here for a limited time? You know, does it drive you, or does it kind of hinder you? And how do you deal with that? And there's a kind of a pessimism, I guess, or a negative vibe, you know, especially up north. That I find interesting but frustrating as well. Like, where we just, you know, people tend to just give up. They always just go to the motions and let life happen, and then that's it, you know. And that's a weird attitude, I think. And so, you know, a lot of it came from frustration about, like, from reading about kind of views on life that I just don't agree with. But it's not that it's my place, but I'm just, you know.
It's your opinion.
Yeah. And so it was a big challenge, but it was really, really interesting. And I got to deal with a lot of, like, you know, personal experiences and stuff like that to kind of blend into it a little bit. So it was interesting, but frustrating as hell to write the album. I struggled up until the last possible minute, you know, didn't sleep for weeks before we entered the studio. So that day when I sang my last lines, and then I could sit down and relax and listen to the album with a beer in my hand, that was one of the most rewarding or satisfying moments in the last years for me. So it's awesome.
And how's the music writing process changing now that you guys are more experienced and you've been doing this for so long? Is it easier?
No. Well, it's everything about it easier is easier, except for the actual, you know, creative process.
Yeah,
that gets harder. But at the same time, you know, we all have, you know, our home studios and whatever, we can record demos, and it's easier to communicate, you know, just, you know, Martin, every time we rehearse, Martin will then go home and make a recording of what we just came up with,
mm-hmm.
so that we can listen to it, you know, at home, just, you know, get a feel for it, and if it's not right, we change it and then start over or whatever. So that's, all that is much easier, obviously. It still takes us a good year to come up with 12, 15 songs.
And do you think that technology has disconnected the whole music creating process now? I mean, from you guys' experience, that you don't have to, you know, sit down in a room and come up with stuff. Now everybody just does it, and just send it. And
no, because we still spend a lot of time in the rehearsal room, just like a couple of days a week, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, that hasn't really changed. But I could see it. You know, I definitely changed for a lot of bands, I think.
Oh, no, yeah.
I definitely hear it, too. Yeah. But I guess we're kind of old school like that, or that's where we found a love for creating music in our version. So that's still something that we just have to have. Sure, we can get away with just, one rule. You will write at home and then record or whatever.
Yeah.
It takes all the fun out of it because the songs really come to life in the rehearsal. We just do, small little...
Yeah, tweaking, and they also feel disconnected when you just do it at home.
So now we know exactly what we're doing when we get to the studio. We have all the songs are finished. It's usually just down to me and one V to finish keyboards and the last lyrics, and that's it. So it's still kind of the same way that we work.
Yeah.
The 9-5. So.
And what about when you guys introduced the electronic elements in like Haven and that album? What were you guys kind of thinking before in that? Maybe being afraid that people were going to be like, what the hell is this? Or you just, like you said, you just did it and didn't.
I mean, we always used keyboards in some
way. Yeah.
And we always wanted to have a keyboard player in the band, but it's kind of hard to find one that does still have the same kind of musical background. And we known Martin for years, and we knew he was really good, and we asked him sometimes, and he was like, I don't know if I want to be in a metal band, like, he's not a metal guy, he's meant to become one, but, he wasn't. But then, we played Projector to him, and he was like, alright, this is different, this is challenging and interesting, and he joined us, but it's something that we just always wanted, as a kid, I listened to equal parts, like symphonies of expression, Kraftwerk, stuff like that, and metal, it was not a popular thing at the time. You had to take sides,
exactly.
When you were in school, when you were a kid, are you a metal guy or a fucking synth guy? And that was kind of it probably was somewhat extreme. So I think it's great that we get to kind of deal with that too, and how that evolves.
I mean, what about like musical projects that you ever thought that you want to do? I mean, since you might have other tendencies or you have other influences, so you never wanted to do something totally different?
Start it would be fun, but at the same time, I think our music is diverse enough for me and for us to kind of do whatever it is that we feel like doing. If you do progressive stuff, you can do really mellow stuff, whatever.
Yeah.
Plus, we don't really have the time to do anything else. This takes up so much time.
And what about now looking at when you first started, did you ever expect that you guys were going to be doing big festivals in Europe, tours in the U.S., everything?
No, I had no idea. It was just for fun. It was all about writing songs in the beginning, just to have something to do and to create something that was original. And then, our first record contract was just kind of like, really? And then things just started. So I never really struggled with, trying to find labels, or try to find that kind of stuff. It's all kind of happened. And so that we've been able to concentrate on writing and doing songs. But we never really expected it. At the beginning we were like, holy shit, can we do a tour? Awesome. perfect. So I guess that's somewhat of a Scandinavian way of thinking too. If you don't expect anything, you won't get disappointed.
Yeah, exactly. So if for example the Swedish death metal sound, the Gothenburg sound, and all that, it kind of got fused and transformed into the metalcore part that people do. What is your opinion about that? That it kind of got transformed into a product, basically.
Yeah, but it's kind of cool because mixing, different influences is exactly what we did when we started. We took our love for German thrash and speed metal with, our American death metal influences and classic, British heavy metal stuff. So when, bands took their hardcore influences together with the kind of more melodic influence and maybe something metalcore like that, that's cool. It's not really my thing, I'm not a hardcore kind of guy, but some of the bands are fantastic, so there's really, really good stuff, but it's like, and when I see, you know, bands being influenced by us, I feel weird at first, but someone, you know, it's cool still. I mean, it's amazing, but it's kind of hard to wrap my head around the fact that someone, or some people kind of view our music the way that we view our favorite bands, you know. It's just weird.
And now, I mean, from what you listened to before to now, what will you find in your iPod playing now?
Oh, yeah. right now, it's just tons of progressive rock, 70s stuff, singer-songwriters, like Scott Matthews, Jeff Buckley, Tori Amos, Always Bader, Slayer, Old Angel, like old school death metal, thrash, whatever. And I actually try to not listen too much music on tour because it just, you know, screws with it. So I listen to Howard Stern.
Oh, okay.
That's my thing right now, every day. So, but it's a very diverse. I know all six of us in the band are listening to every kind of music.
Yeah.
We never restrict ourselves, like, at all.
And did you ever have problems before? I mean, well, half the band's pretty much been together since the beginning. Yeah. But when you are laying down songs and then somebody has some weird stuff there that not everybody's too happy with that, do you have problems with that?
No. We know each other so well that we know, you know, if I have an idea, I know what the other guys are going to feel about it.
So everybody knows their limits.
Yeah. But at the same time, it's... Like, Niklas is very adventurous when it comes to writing music, and whereas Martin is very traditional, I think. And so Niklas can write something really kind of off the wall, kind of very, very extreme, or kind of atonal, even. And then Martin would just freak out and go like, oh, no way! but then, you know, he will, you know, Martin will work on it and tweak it, you know, to his liking, and then and Niklas will compromise a little bit,
yeah.
And then something comes out of it that is amazing, you know. So, that happened with a lot on this album, actually. Just that kind of conflict between the two of them. But, it, you know, it's like not a negative conflict. Like,
it's just
like
creative.
It's just, you know, they both get frustrated because they don't really... get to hear what they want to hear, but then after a while they kind of work together and they create something that was much better than the original parts. Yeah. So that conflict is always there, and I like it. I you know, I'm just sitting there going like, oh, just viewing the drama. Yeah.
And if you had to pick, like, I don't know, let's say 10 songs from Dark Tranquillity that you will say, okay, those ones are the ones that I prefer. Not prefer, but are my top ones.
My top ones: Hours Past in Exile, I love. On Your Time, Punch My Heaven. What's that called? Shit. we have never played it live. From the Gallery. Of Melancholy Burning. Yeah. Iridium, and The Fate List. I don't know if that was 10 or all, but...
Yeah, I know, but... So, I mean, just to close it up, I mean, since you guys are down so much, I mean, you have so much downtime to tour, what do you guys find to do while on the bus, besides sleeping?
We drink a lot, and, you know, play Xbox, watch TV, whatever, TV series. We brought a lot of TV shows with us just to have something to do. I'm too restless, though. I can't really sit still too much, so I can just try to walk around a little bit. Find great restaurants is always a good way to pass the time. Try to see some of the cities that we're in. You know, it's not always easy, but...
Yeah, it's not always possible.
Yeah.
And just to close it up, how are you guys... comfortable with what Ninja Media has done for you guys so far?
They're really amazing, really supportive. They're really cool. And I mean, we started out like when we signed with them in '99, I think.
Mm-hmm.
We just said that, you know, you cannot
force us to do anything.
No, we will be in charge of this, and you will
do your record company stuff and we do the band stuff, you know. And it's been like that. And I think they really respected that. And they just really help us out. And we're really good friends with them. You know, we have a good relationship with them.
Mm-hmm.
They've done a really, really great job.
And now that a lot of their bands are actually getting more noticed, hasn't influenced anything in the treatment with you guys?
No, I mean, and we still have the same people, you know, we work with. Some things change here and there, but it's always for the better, I think.
Yeah.
They're just really, we can always discuss things and we come up with a cool solution to everything, you know, and it's just a kind of an open conversation, you know, and it's like, there's never any doubt that they don't do their best. I really like it.
And just our last question now, if you guys had unlimited money for a stage setup, what would you think you use to get the whole feeling for the music?
Oh, we have a pretty, this is pretty stripped down from what we normally do. This tour since we're opening, but we brought a projection system that shoots on a huge, huge screen, and Nicholas created some amazing animation and artwork for it. Unfortunately, we can't use it today for some stupid reason, but we use it pretty much like as often as we can. But that means we don't really need too much light. We don't, you know, we just have our backline and our, you know, a little bit of light, and this screen does everything. It's amazing. It looks incredible when it works.
Oh, okay.
So that's something that we just kind of came up with for this tour that we wanted to do, just to do something different.
Okay, so I think we're running out of questions while we're around. So what do you have to, just a few last words that you want to say to the American public and fans?
We're just incredibly happy and, you know, looking to be able to come over here and tour, you know. We're going to come back in May, so this is the kind of first little small taste of touring, and then come back here in May to do a proper headlining tour. And then hopefully again before New Year's, I guess. So it's going to be a long year for sure. But it's just awesome, and we love being here. It's really,
okay.
Really exciting.
So are you guys going to miss the festivals here, dude, or are you still going to do festivals?
We're going to miss a few, but we're going to be home in June, I think.
So you still
do festivals, yeah.
Okay.
Well, the coolest ones, or the ones